Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is December 11th, 2021. What a wonderful winter day in the West Coast. It's the sun is shining and everything is wonderful. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And I say that for a reason. Don't have high expectations. If you're coming in here thinking that you're going to just be blown away with the law, don't have that expectation. But if you're going to want to be entertained, that's us. We'll entertain you, and we're going to have a good time. This is really a fun show. We do talk about the law, and you do learn a little bit, but we just like to have fun. And having fun is kind of like a Saturday morning, right? Saturday morning, you've had a rough week, and you're kicking back. Or a lot of times, believe it or not, I realize we have an awful lot of construction individuals that follow our show, and they listen while they're doing construction. So while you're doing something outside or in the garden, you can just listen to us talk the latest legal issues, and we're going to have fun with them and give you a twist. I have my co-host Todd Kuhner with me and our producer Cal Hunter behind the glass. We're going to talk about a Lyft case that gets hit with a $6 million lawsuit. That's funny for a reason. You're going to find out. We're going to talk about the Smollett case, the Vanessa Bryant case, the Elizabeth Holmes trial, the Maxwell trial, the Weinstein case, the Scott Peterson case. It just seems like there's just a plethora of cases to discuss and talk about today, because it just seems like everything's going on and all these, I know what's going on. I can tell you the answer, and the answer is very clear. Because of the COVID over the past number of years, the courts have pretty much been in stalemate and barely getting anything out. But now, even though there is some COVID restrictions still in the courts, they've kind of figured out how to do it or how to do what. That means, handle some trials, during this COVID time period. So the trials are starting to go out. Lawyers are gearing up, and we are having, our firm is having back-to-back-to-back trials. We got a one trial, and then the next trial we start within, just a few minutes, right? I mean, literally, I know we finished one trial on Friday, and we started another one on Monday. And shout out to the fine lawyers at Penny & Associates, my partners. But that's what's going on with these cases. And so we're seeing a lot of cases in the news that we're able to talk about that makes it kind of exciting. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. That's the thing. That's the word. That's the beautiful music that is about RadioLawTalk.com. You can read our disclaimers. Remember, do not read our disclaimers while you're driving, because it'll cause drowsiness and possibly an accident. We do not want that to happen with you. But go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. What happens sometimes, just so you know, most of the time our affiliates carry all 3 hours of our show, but sometimes we're preempted by a dang football game. They'll do the first 2 hours live, and then the third hour will be preempted by football. You can go to our website and click on live if it gets preempted, right?
How dare we get preempted by football?
Especially an Alabama game.
I know. Wait, we're not in Alabama, are we?
No,
that I'm not.
Okay, all right. Yeah, how dare we get preempted by football game?
Yeah,
good football heavens.
Game. Yeah, we're more important, football. So go to our Instagram. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We have a Twitter account. You go to all those different accounts, and I'll try to post something today on our Instagram at radio. I just type in Radio Law Talk. Our phone number is 855-529-7234. That's 855 Law Radio. Again, 529-7234. If you want to chime in, and we're going to have a great case or no case today. That's where Cal Hunter, our producer, tries to stump us and bring a case up. We got to decide whether it's a case or not a case, and what the outcome is. Denise, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry, okay. I've had a really, really, really,
busy couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like all of our lives.
Yeah. No, but
it's the end of the
abnormal.
Year. Yeah, it's the end of the year.
I was set to have a very busy week next week. this last week and next week, but... You know, there was some law firm that took up all the courts in my jurisdiction, so my trial couldn't get out. I wonder whose firm that was.
Whose firm would that be, Todd?
Maybe. Look, I'm host Frederick Penny from Radio Law Talk. I heard Todd Kunin's got a case going. Would you please bump him and put our lawyers first? Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Penny. Let's put Penny in
absolutely.
Radio Law Talk first. Absolutely, you go first. So, yeah, we did bump. This is some behind-the-scenes fun stuff. My partner's in another trial. They finished one, and I'm not going to talk about it, but it might come up because it hit the national news. They went straight into another trial, and sure enough, Todd gets bumped for our lawyers moving on in, saying we need the trial. And an interesting thing as lawyers, and a lot of people don't understand, so there is statute of limitations, right? Everyone knows about a statute. It's a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever. But then there's a 5 year statute that you have to get a case to trial no later than 5 years. Now there's exceptions. The courts on its own ruling can kick it out, but you have 5 years to get that, especially in California. I don't know about all the states, but to get that thing to trial. And a lot of our cases are bumping on the 5 year mark because of COVID. Now there's exceptions with COVID, et cetera, et cetera. But that's why when we come in, we've been up a number of times in this case, and we're on our 5 years, coming up on our 5 years.
So, Fred, are you saying that there's a different statute for criminal cases that's specified by each type of crime, and in civil cases it has to be 5 years? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, let's talk about civil, but criminals are different because
the 5 year rule. It's a rule to process a case, so it makes a plaintiff or a petitioner have to process their case within 5 years, or it's subject to dismissal. And it's the first time that comes up is 3 years. 3 years is discretionary with the court. So if nothing happens in a case for 3 years, the court can, on its own discretion, terminate it.
Right.
Then 5 years is like more of a mandated.
Yes.
In family law, it doesn't really apply so much because we get temporary orders in our cases. Temporary custody orders, temporary support orders. So it's not likely that a family law case will get dismissed in this manner unless there's been no activity at all. Then it's subject to the same rules that normal civil, because family law is a civil matter.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't know also, and some do, is criminal gets priority. And so technically, if it's a criminal case, they get priority unless, like, we're running on a 5 year statute on a civil case. So we get thrown in. So you're right. It's interesting how things are just shuffled in the courts. And it's very, it's not political because it's about because criminal comes first, but it's just kind of who's in line. And here's a lot of issue. How long is the trial? Oh, it's a 3 day trial. You're going to go out quicker. You're going to get a courtroom quicker because they can knock out the, but if you got a 30 day trial, like the last one we just finished was 30 days.
Wow.
You're going to bump. They're going to like, oh, and it's just like, look, we don't have that. We can't give you a courtroom for that long. Right. And so in fact, the last trial we just finished, the judge like, hurry up. All the judges are mad at me for not releasing this courtroom. And a lot of times in a lot of the courtrooms in the United States, including California, there's only a few courtrooms that are trying the bigger cases in because of the, you know, the rules on COVID and having to be 6 feet apart. They're big enough only for a few, you know, cases. There's only a few courtrooms big enough to spread people out. So, big issue, but we're going to talk more about this stuff when we come back. We're going to jump right on case or no case and then talk about Lyft gets hit by a $6 million lawsuit. I wonder who did that. We'll be back.
Coming up next here on Radio Law Talk, lots of things in which you will be interested, so you won't want to miss a minute of the next, 2.5 hours or more. So don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not
intended. The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112, 800-493-6112, 800-493-6112, that's 800-493-6112.
I've got to get my car washed and dirt is gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your vibe will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle, and you can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You better listen to us.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info at radiolawtalk.com. .com.
Here we are back to the best kitty bumps in the country radio show. Throw us a kitty bump or two, Cal. Just something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me get there. Give me a second.
Oh, are you? Oh, you're at the case. Okay.
Hi.
Where's Todd?
I'm right here.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Yeah, we've got the
you
best.
You pay my fee. I'll take your cake.
There we go. Thanks, Cal. We just love our kitty mumps.
Yep.
But the reason people come here is for something that Cal Hunter does, and it's called Case or No Case, Cal.
Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
His name was Paul Cohen. He's 19 years of age, was, and he was very much against the military draft back in the days when our country had one. So much against it was he that when he was called to court because he refused to obey the draft law, he wore a jacket with great big letters on it that said, in so many words, blank the draft. You know, you can put the use your own imagination. Yes, what would that mean? Is it physically possible? Separate story. This offended the sensibilities of many folks inside the courthouse, including one of the bailiffs. So he was arrested for wearing a jacket in a courthouse in California to protect the protested the draft, I should say, not protected, protested the draft with an obscenity. When he was arrested, Cohen said, "You can't do that. I've got a right to free speech." His firebrand lawyer was asked, "Do I have a case or no case?" So I'm going to start with you, Denise. What do you think? Case or no case?
I get hit twice now. Okay.
Oh, come on.
No, I think that this is a case. Based on George Carlin. Did you ever hear his
the seven
comedy?
Words you can't say, right?
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. And that, in fact, George Carlin is the one that kind of entered that realm. It's a case. He was arrested. What was he arrested for?
For obscenities in a public place.
And those charges were dropped. And so he technically wins.
Mm. All right, Fred Penny, what do you think about this? Can a guy walk in and say blank the draft or blank traffic laws or whatever it is they wanted to say in court?
Absolutely not. They cannot. So the answer is, yes, it is a case. But when you arrive in that courtroom, you don't have as many liberties as you do outside in the public. This is an area that the judge kind of controls. And I don't know all the laws on this, but I know that there are certain decorum that the courts can force upon people in the courthouse. So the answer is he cannot wear a blank U, because I know it'd be hard to put on a shirt because B-L-A-N-K is quite a few letters. But
plus you can't see it. There's nothing there.
Yes.
It's just a blank.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the answer is he loses because you cannot wear things like that in the court, and there's certain decorum, and the court has absolute control over what happens in that courtroom.
All right, Todd Kuhnem, what say you? This is Mr. Penny's answer, and I ask you, case or no case, my friend?
All right. Well, so, Denise, you said it was a case, but he loses.
Fred, no, I said he wins.
He wins. Fred said you said
case.
It was a case, and he loses. I agree with Fred's analysis if it's a case. And I hate to do this to you, Cal, but
oh boy,
because we're so early on, I'm just going to say that this is an interesting scenario, but it never materialized into a case. It was not a case.
Hmm. That's your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Would you like
answer.
To call a friend?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, let me tell
Let's
you the story.
Let's find out. This is interesting.
Let me tell you a story, if I may. It was... who said it was a case? I didn't... Let's see.
That was Denise and I.
Okay, well, guess what?
Yes.
Oh, darn.
Nailed you, Todd. Yes.
Now, who said he won?
Denise.
Okay, well, here's the deal. A lower court in California said Cohen had the right to speak out against the draft, but not the right to do it with obscene language
yes.
in a public place. So, wait for it.
Crap.
They appealed to the Supreme Court, which... disagreed. The Supreme Court said it's important that people be free to choose their words, even if those words are angry words, even if words that seem to be offensive.
But in a courtroom?
I'm just telling you what the Supreme Court said.
Wow.
Not to me. So that they said that itself may be an important part of the message. So he lost for a moment, but then won at the end. And that, my friends,
wow.
is...
Now, we're going to give a disclaimer on that.
Denise.
Was that in the
Denise.
1960s, Cal?
Yes.
I bet you $5 it's been overturned.
No, I think there was a distinction, and he didn't say it. That's why I did not pick up what
right.
you said. And that was, he was in the courthouse, not necessarily in the courtroom.
Correct.
Oh.
So, I wasn't going to say that till the end.
All
I wasn't
right.
going to give you guys that.
I didn't catch that.
You see, that is an important thing. Always pay close attention to the facts and don't assume certain facts.
So the verbiage.
That are not.
Yes, right. Well, you know what happens when you assume.
Yes, you usually get egg on your face. I can't think of anything else that could arise out of that.
Well, that's great. I feel good about that. My morning has been made.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about a bunch of cases, but I think Todd wants to start with one case that, and so does Denise, that, well, at least Todd wants to start talking about some. I'm not quite sure why Todd wants to talk about it, but
I think Denise might want to talk about it, too. So, we will talk about that when we come back from the break, right?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's a scintillating tease. Come on, give me a
let's tease it. Just tease it.
Well, you know, You remember in the news last year, there was a big question about whether or not gig workers, specifically Uber, Lyft drivers, stuff, were they employees or independent contractors? And look, it's one thing when you analyze that relationship for purposes of whether or not Lyft should be taking out property or taxes, employment taxes, whether or not they should be providing benefits, and the whole ball of wax. But on the other side, who is liable if a Lyft driver gets into an accident? I mean, can they rely on the independent contractor Lyft and say we don't owe anything? Or is Lyft responsible? When we come back, we're going to talk about a case where, well, that question may have been answered.
All right, we'll be back after this with Cal Hunter, myself, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kunin. This is Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be back after the news.
Bottom of the hour news break is coming up on many stations, and we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a bit.
Services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deadly severe weather strikes at least a half dozen southern states, and Kentucky's governor says at least 70 people are dead from tornadoes there. He says the devastation is like nothing he's ever seen, and he says he's seen a lot of tornadoes. At least two people have been killed and several injured when an Amazon warehouse building collapsed near St. Louis, Missouri because of a tornado as well. And police are only estimating how many people were inside.
We're trying to work with Amazon and gathering information to get that. I would give the best guess at this point is somewhere around 50, but that is strictly a guess.
That's the Edwardsville Police Chief. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket with Michael Strahan and five others aboard successfully lifted off today, spent 11 minutes in space before safely touching back down on the desert. And this is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley. Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're back with Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Pennington, East Dirks, and Todd Kuhn. And Todd, you were talking about something. What were you discussing?
Yeah, we were talking about, when we went into the break, we were talking about a lawsuit against Lyft. And it dealt with liability. And here's the backdrop for what happened back in 2017. Two individuals had been local downtown Sacramento. They had just gotten matching tattoos. They called a Lyft driver to come pick him up, take him back over to about 20 miles east around there, over to Loomis, California. And it should have been just a straight shot up Interstate 80 from Sacramento, head due east all the way to Loomis. Well, they called Lyft, and Lyft driver came and picked him up, and instead of going due east, took a route that took him north and took him around, and in all the confusion ended up, I believe if I read correctly, crossing into oncoming traffic, head-on collision. The two individuals, one died almost within a half an hour of the accident, the two passengers. The other died a couple months later. And obviously, lawsuit was filed. And Lyft apparently was arguing, well, you know, look, our drivers are independent contractors. And that was that driver's own responsibility. It's not responsibility, that essentially the argument. But what came out is that apparently the driver first, I think only had a driver's license for about 7 months. Second, had no training from Lyft. And third, this was the first Lyft passenger that the driver ever picked up. And
obviously last as well. And they had only been, he had only been with Lyft for a day and had no training whatsoever. And so the question here at trial was who is liable? And ultimately, after a, I believe it was like a month long trial thereabouts, and the award was $6 million.
And that was for just one of the people that passed.
That is correct.
Because both of the passengers passed. I don't know, did the driver pass too?
No, the driver lived. And what's interesting about this thing is, the first thing is these people took the case to trial, and Lyft attempted the whole time to try to settle the case. And there was a sad part, this young man that passed away at age 22, and I'm going to throw his name out, Wyatt Zmerzel, may he live in infamy, did have a disease that was pretty, was pretty significant. And the issue was, how long would he have lived? You know, and as sad as that sounds, that's what they look at. And
that's the economic reality, yes, of a civil case,
exactly,
especially
right,
a personal injury civil case.
Right. So they had a neurologist and all types of doctors testifying how long he would have lived. And that's really where the $6 million came. It would have been more had he statistically have lived longer. But what a wonderful young man that, by the way, I just want to bring up is, it was just a super kid that everybody, not perfect like none of us, but wonderful parents, wonderful kid. It was their only son, and that was so sad. And just the dad and this boy were just best friends. And so, but you know what? The thing is, the Lyft, they found them basically, and they agreed that they're ostensible
agents
of the driver, and this may be...
No, the driver was ostensible agent,
right,
of agent, Lyft.
Yes, and so what it comes down to is Lyft going to be liable for their drivers? And that's the whole issue here that was the big fight. And go ahead.
In California, we just had a law that was passed that gives Lyft the... Uber and Lyft, I think, the authority to give insurance to their drivers, to, you know, they get some benefits now that they didn't get before because they were pure independent contractors. And this law said they are independent contractors, basically. So how did that play?
So the issue here is, first of all, not 100% correct. According to the California Supreme Court, before the propositions came out, the Supreme Court held that they were not independent contractors. Then that's when it went on the ballot to where everybody voted in California, and they found it passed that the voters said they were independent contractors, and then it got overturned, by the way, which nobody heard about, by the courts, and said, no, that's not constitutional. So the fight is going on, and in the meantime, this law firm comes in and pounds them on that issue and has a lot of information concerning that with depositions. The shocking thing, this law firm, by the way, we're going to say it's our law firm and my partner's. This is my partner's trial. And we're not here to self-promote, but when there's big stuff in the news, doesn't matter whose firm it is, we're going to talk about it, right?
I thought there was really an interesting addition here. Even though it was a $6 million verdict, it actually, to these injured parents, is going to be much more. Because if I understand, and you made an offer that was less than the $6 million, and because your firm made that offer on behalf of the plaintiffs, that they actually get all of their expert witness costs back, right?
So the answer is not necessarily true. That's partially correct. So we do get costs back. We get expert costs, but that's going into what's called a CCP 998. And no, we did not beat the 998, CCP 998. So, and that's different story. But the offer at trial was $1.5 million. I mean, not at trial. There's behind the scenes trying to, hey, we'll pay you this. But a lot of it, when they want you to settle a case, we had to sign non-disclosures. And they didn't want us to talk about it, right? And that's what the other parties signed non-disclosures to settle. But our wonderful client said, no, we're not going to do that, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to take it to court. Doesn't matter, because we're going to put our boy's name out in infamy, right?
So to be clear, the second party who passed in the accident did settle out of court.
Yes, they did.
Correct?
Yes, they did.
And then is this a precedent-setting case? I mean, is this just something that goes in the annals? And
no, no. This is going to be a big issue. This is I believe, one of the bellwether-type cases. And, I don't want any of the lawyers. You know, we get along with the lawyers. And at Lyft, I am not demifying companies. I really think what's going to happen here because of this, what came out in the depositions and the trial that was very, very important more than anything is there is no training of these Lyft drivers. Basically, we depose their safety people who handle safety for the Lyft drivers, and it's like, yeah, on YouTube, but there's go ahead and watch some videos of safety videos if you want, but they don't require them to watch videos or anything about safety or about driving or anything.
Funny, for a lot of companies, that comprises their safety training or their sexual harassment training.
Yeah.
They just watch a few videos, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, what's weird about that, too, is these are professional drivers. You know, that's what they're put out there for. Shouldn't they have commercial licenses?
No, see, that's the thing. That's another discussion we can talk about. It's not necessarily a commercial license, but are they what's called a common carrier? When you're a common carrier, you have a higher duty, and they're finding that that's what, in this case, they were a common carrier, and which means they have a higher duty of care than a normal driver. And all these issues are up in the air right now, not just in California, all over the United States about these Uber Lyft drivers. And guess who's happy that this is going on? Yes. Guess who's just delighted? It's like, keep pounding on them. Guess who? The taxi companies.
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? The taxi companies they're running like, you know, hey, they pay them. They have to pay taxes on them and all that type of stuff. So this is what a lot of the taxi companies have been arguing for years.
A time ago when I was unemployed, I applied for a job as a yellow cab driver. And they said, okay, well, let's get your commercial license. They had a process. And it was rigorous process.
It was a rigorous process. Yeah. So I think some things might come of this. And I think maybe some congressmen or women might be putting some laws out there or trying to promote laws for more training for these drivers.
Now, there's one thing about where this kind of bleeds over into the criminal realm for Uber and Lyft drivers, and most of what I do right now is defending people charged with DUI, driving under the influence. And did you know that in the state of California, it's driving under the influence is having a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. But if you're pulled over while driving for Uber or Lyft, you can be DUI because the law for them is 0.04. It's half the legal limit.
Wow. So I didn't know
vehicle
that.
Vehicle Code Section 23152 Subdivision E makes it if you are a driver doing rideshare, not on your way home from it, but doing rideshare, and you have a 0.04 or higher, you are driving under the influence.
Wait, give me that code section again. I was taking notes. What's the...
And you know what? Todd did that right off the top of his head.
Just like that.
Now, I was not looking anything up. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Smollett case, Vanessa Bryant's case, Elizabeth Holmes' trial. Jesse Smollett case is, again, I'm going to say it again, it is a train wreck and a wreck on the side of the road you just can't stop and look at. But I've got some interesting insight that I think what's interesting that's going to help Jesse Smollett in this case. We'll be back after this.
All right, you stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite local radio stations. And as we mentioned earlier, in the unlikely event your station does not carry all 3 hours, well, the other option would be to go to RadioLawTalk.com to hear the show live or to get some of our podcasts because we host every show there and you can listen to them at no charge. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Now this...
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
But
good
News. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is this real life? Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Got a nice text from Ron Paul, who said, we don't have the First Amendment, so we talk about the weather. We have it so we can freely talk about controversial things. Just wanted you to know that.
Right. What's his name?
Ron Paul.
Thank you, Ron Paul, for the comment on Radio Law Talk. You can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, by the way, or call Cal at 1-855-529-7234. Jesse Smollett. Now, this goes back to a situation where he is an actor, and Todd and I and Denise have talked about this all the time for the past 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this. A lot of times people do things and or stunts or fights what's going on for publicity. Because what happens to actors or actresses is they get, I'm going to call it, they get cold. As in cold as in they're not relevant as much as they used to be, right? And it's all about publicity. It's about getting out there, getting your name out there, good, bad, ugly, whatever. And that's what Todd keeps going, this Britney Spears thing's watch for a reality show. And I think maybe Denise said that too. Watch for a reality show coming up on Britney Spears.
That's happening. It's coming.
And so Jesse Smollett, allegedly, well, I'm not going to say allegedly now because he's been found guilty, just so you know, of faking this, you know, anti-Republican, conservative, you know, MAGA stuff that he tried to use to his advantage in order to get publicity that he was, because he's homosexual and he's black, and he used that to his advantage to try to, you know, get his name out there. And basically what it was is he's trying to get some publicity.
Right? And it worked.
And it worked. And so that's exactly what we're saying. Denise is like, and he's found guilty here. I'm just going to talk some scenarios here. This is fun. This is the fun. This is really interesting if you want to listen to this. This is the way the take I have. So, Jesse Smollett, clearly, according to the evidence, he faked the thing. The thing that cracks me up, and what he faked, is being beat up and being called a this and a that. Something about race and something about his genders, right? I'm not going to bring it up here on radio, what he's called. But he hired these guys to do this and fake it. And when they called the police, and when the police showed up, there's two interesting things that they noticed. One, he's standing there saying he has been discriminated against and beat up by guys wearing a MAGA hat, which is the Trump hat, and they said MAGA forever or whatever, and they were white, and he hates to, I don't say the word white, I call them pale skin, but it's like, come on, buddy, this just is so off the wall, and sure enough, the guys who were black that beat him up and were hired to beat him up said, dude, we're coming clean, you know, no, this was a hoax. But as the police show up to his house, what did he have on that was so weird, Denise? You remember? No, Denise doesn't remember. Todd and Rose.
Well,
what was he wearing? A noose around his neck.
Yes.
Remember that? And the officer's like, what was that? Well, they put this noose around my neck. Can you take it off right now? Oh, okay. So he takes it off. So he keeps the noose on his neck. He's calling, oh, these guys that beat me, I'm here at my house, come help me. And they walk in and there's a noose around his neck. Dude, take the noose off.
You think that was just for show?
Yeah, it's an understatement. So anyway,
and initially everybody got up in arms about it. Everybody thought it was a racist act.
Well, not everybody, but
many people.
Yeah.
Thought that. I mean, we had celebrities coming out in support of him, and there was lots of tweets going on.
Right.
I think the president actually did too. And
president,
it was Biden, if I'm not mistaken.
It was,
he wasn't president at the time.
Yeah,
but it was.
I don't think he was running at the time. It happened quite a bit earlier.
Yes.
But yes, he did make President Biden and now Vice President Kamala Harris both made. Kamala Harris referred to it as modern-day lynching. That was the terminology that she used. And so, look, to the extent there was a divide already, this even furthered it.
Here's the worst part about it is there was some people within the government where this occurred that definitely let it slide when they kind of had the evidence that they should have been prosecuting him or that this was fake.
Well, procedurally, that's where this one really kind of went off the rails because – the district attorney, she recused herself, but then turned it over to her top deputy, who then dismissed the case. The problem for that is that when the district attorney recuses him or herself, the elected DA, they can't just name who's going to be the next person to take it over. They actually have to go to the court and have an independent attorney, independent of the whole office, assigned to take over the case, and then that person is supposed to make the judgment. So after the case was, quote, dismissed by the assistant DA, then that procedure got appealed. Finally, an independent attorney is brought in, and that revived the case. And the independent attorney says, I'm not dismissing it. And that's why it ended up going to trial. So there was this whole back and forth that went on. You were talking.
And that was in the criminal side of it.
That's
There's
right.
also
yes.
a civil side of it as well.
That's right, Denise. There's a civil case. Who's suing him?
The city of
Chicago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was the outskirts of Chicago.
No, Chicago, yeah.
They're actually suing him for, I think it's $120,000 to recover the cost of their investigation on this.
Right.
I read a statement from former top cop in Chicago, Eddie Johnson, who was top cop when it happened. And he's since retired. And he said, for him, the key piece of evidence was the Subway sandwich.
Tell about that. That's interesting.
Because what he says is, he goes, when we got there, He was still holding on to his Subway sandwich, and it was in pristine condition. Now, look, I've interviewed a lot of victims of crime like this, and they just want to get away. The last thing they have the presence of mind to do is to grab the sandwich and take it with them. And if it was as egregious as he said it was, being attacked by two people with the bleach and the noose and everything, that sandwich would have been damaged somehow. Yeah. There was nothing wrong with that sandwich. And when they got there, he's still holding it with the noose around his neck, talking to the cops. And he said, that's a problem.
That is just so bizarre that he's bizarre. that demented to say that type of. It's just, I just don't. And I know, you can't. Well, so he's found guilty. Now, ready for this. It's a fourth degree. It's really not a major crime. And what's going to probably happen is he's going to get community service and he's going to get put on probation. I doubt he's going to get much jail time. It's up to 3 years.
I think he's going to pay a lot.
Yeah, but let me finish. This is what I think, Denise and Todd. What do you think? I truly believe it worked, what he tried. What he tried worked. And let me tell you what worked. You don't think he's going to... I never heard of this kid before this. Everybody knows his name now. And look, this is what it's going to take. It's not going to happen immediately. Eventually, things are going his way, and he's going to get some parts. And let me tell you what he should have done. I don't know. I'm just talking publicity here. This is publicity. Walk up there and just shock everybody and say, okay, he said he's not guilty, but they're all saying, you know, the guys that testified against him said, come on, the ruse is over, dude. Just a minute. And what if he at the very end just said, yeah, you know what, I apologize. What an idiot, or I did this wrong. I was just trying to get publicity, and I was struggling in life. And people would have probably said, oh, okay, I get it, you know. And he probably would have been more popular and then been on shows and stuff. But my point is, he's still getting the publicity, and he's going to eventually get more parts and get in some talk shows or something.
I think that's a risky move on his part. I'm not saying you're wrong. You could be right. That could happen. But to the jail time issue, if jail time is ordered, I think in a run-of-the-mill case that gets no publicity, somebody makes a false report, it comes back. If they get jail time, it's minimal, but probably not much. The only reason why I could see this one getting jail time is because of the effect that these claims had on society as a whole. And some sort of
right.
effect because of that. And then, so that may be what he's looking at, but I'll be curious to see what happens.
We're going to be back second hour. Join us. We're going to discuss the Vanessa Bryant case, Elizabeth Holmes trial, and Maxwell trial. More bizarre stuff in Maxwell. Wow. We'll be back after this.
So much good stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk, our next 2 hours right here. And you won't want to miss a minute of it. So make sure you find a way to listen to the show, preferably on your favorite local radio station, or if that doesn't work out, at RadioLawTalk.com. And we'll be right back. Hold on.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.